This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, May 24th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In a first for the United Kingdom, the country's Secretary of State for Education banned a Christian teacher from teaching in any capacity for at least 2 years. What was Joshua Sutcliffe's offense? He did not use the preferred pronouns of people pretending to be the opposite sex. Sutcliffe was known for his passion for evangelism through street preaching and his YouTube channel. He said he was targeted for his Christian faith, and he plans to appeal.
The issue was that the student knew about the Bible Club and my beliefs and took issue against me just as a person, and not really against my conduct in the classroom.
Andrea Williams with the Christian Legal Center said, quote, "For loving Jesus, speaking truth in his personal time, and responding to questions from students on the Christian faith, Sutcliffe has been hounded out of the teaching profession," end quote. Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12 says, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The latest World Values Survey found that the United Kingdom has some of the lowest levels of religiosity in the world. The percentage of Britons who believe in God was 49% last year, down from 75% in 1981. The share of the population that believes in heaven fell from 57% to 41%. Meanwhile, atheism rose from 4% to 21% over the same period. Church attendance has remained low in the country for decades, near 10%. Only five nations were less likely to express belief in God than the United Kingdom. Those included Norway, South Korea, Japan, Sweden, and China. On Monday, Republican Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen signed a 12-week abortion ban. The law also bans so-called transgender treatments on minors. Pillen said, quote, "It's about protecting our kids and saving babies, pure and simple," end quote. Nebraska has not passed an anti-abortion law since 2010, when it became the first state to ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. The latest 12-week ban does include exceptions in certain cases. Last Thursday, San Francisco became the first city in the nation to appoint a, quote, "drag laureate," end quote. The city appointed Darcy Drollinger to preserve and celebrate sexually perverted lifestyles. The move comes as many states are putting restrictions on drag shows. One of those states is Florida. Recently, several organizers for so-called Pride Month decided to cancel their upcoming events in the state, claiming the state was hostile to their actions. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had signed a bill protecting children from events with explicit content. Romans 13, verses 3 and 4 says, "For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain." More churches continue to leave the United Methodist Church over the debate on homosexuality. On Sunday, a UMC regional body in Georgia approved the disaffiliation of nearly 200 churches. That's about 40% of the body's congregations. In recent years, over 3,700 churches have left the mainline denomination, with nearly half of them leaving this year. And finally, a new survey from Motherly found nearly a quarter of U.S. mothers said they are stay-at-home moms, up from 15% in 2022. The increase in stay-at-home moms has meant about 9% of mothers have left the workforce in the last year. The expenses of childcare and the lack of flexibility in the workplace factored into many moms' decisions to stay home. Most respondents said they pay at least $1,000 a month in childcare, while many pay over $2,000. and job satisfaction is generally lower for women compared to men. But the biggest factor women cited for staying home was to be with their children. Titus 2 verses 4 and 5 tells older women to admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 24th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.